Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last night, Thursday Night Football gave us an upset. The Los Angeles Rams knock off the Minnesota Vikings 30-20 on Thursday Night Football.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah, well, we probably should have seen it coming. This is the stat of the season so far in the National Football League. Teams that come off a game against the Detroit Lions have now fallen to 0-5 this season.
Is this the Stanford effect?
It 100% is the Stanford effect. The Minnesota Vikings are the latest victim with their 30-20 loss. Remember, they just suffered their first defeat of the season.
Last second field goal by the Lions of Detroit.
And here's the thing. They beat your face in for 60 minutes. And then they say, all right, who's next?
Next.
If you are going to go ahead and bet against a team, I would say the safest bet would be next week. Well, it's going to be 0-6. Bet against the Titans. We're probably going to do that anyways, but yeah. I mean, poor Tennessee Titans. Every team that has come off of a game against the Detroit Lions has followed up with a loss. So 0-5 is now the number. That's incredible to think about. Think in the National Football League to have a number like that.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
But I think it is a testament to the physicality that the Lions play with. It is a testament to kind of the grinder that they put you through mentally the week of and then during a game. Look no further than what Ben Johnson does to your defense, where you're on edge the entire game because you'll be on your toes literally the entire game. You don't know what's coming. And they play with a physicality and they just beat you up and wear you down. But outside of that being the big indicator that we should have all been looking for, but we didn't, the Minnesota Vikings could not run the football.
No, not at all. And it's kind of weird. Like if you're box score hunting the day after, that's the only thing in here where you're like, no, the Vikings were either even or better than in the Rams in basically every category except for really running the yards or the rushing yards and converting third downs.
Those two things are tied together, yeah, though. Exactly. I mean, when you look at the fact that if you can't run the ball on first and second down, you're in third and longs,
you're deep.
Good luck. And it doesn't matter how good Justin Jefferson is. He was incredible last night. That catch he had on the sideline was absolutely bonkers.
I saw some people saying on the timeline last night that he might be as good as Randy Moss. And it's like, guys, I don't think so.
I don't know. Give it some time. Think of the numbers that he's putting up.
Oh, don't get me wrong. He's tremendous.
And if he has the longevity.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the big one. I mean, if you look at it right now, he's on pace for 1,500 yards for the season. 1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Pretty damn good.
I would say that is very damn good. And everybody knows where the ball is going to be going, and it is to Justin Jefferson. And 9 targets, 8 catches, 115. He was a dude. But if you can't run the football in the National Football League, in any level of football, you are going to be doomed. And that was Kyren Williams last night was a difference maker for L.A.
Nothing, never broke a big one, never really got the play that, buried the Vikings, but God, did he just keep things advancing.
But when you have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp back, that is exactly what you're looking for, right? Matthew Stafford uses those guys underneath extension of the run game, and you're taking dink and dunk yards that just were non-existent for the Minnesota Vikings last night. And I thought Sam Darnold played well. I thought you had a defense that put up an effort that they were scratching and clawing the entire game. That game started with four straight drives for touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, McVay and O'Connell were in their bag early. Quarterbacks were dealing. They were moving the ball down the field effectively. But as the game wears on and the defenses adjust and all of a sudden everybody settles in,
the running game starts to matter.
The running game 100% matters. And then the ability to get home. Darnold sacked three times. Stafford kept clean. Shown a little mobility. Mm. Matthew Stafford running around, getting the ball out. That was...
not bad for a guy who's basically, you know, got a rod through his spine.
Yeah, that was an incredible effort by the Rams, and they needed it. And look, a big factor to the Vikings' inability to run the ball in the second half was the fact they lost Christian Darrisaw for the year.
Fifth season, which I think bigger question is, are the Vikings in trouble?
I asked this yesterday. Like, we've seen this before. Teams start hot. Mm-hmm. They go unbeaten. The shine comes off them. They get that first loss. And some teams will elevate after that. And it's that gut check where things start clicking. Other teams, things start to unravel a little bit. It didn't appear that Minnesota was unraveling.
No.
And then you lose
Darrisaw, which...
That's a big one. And that goes a long way to not being able to run the ball in the second half. Yeah. And I know Kevin O'Connell's getting a lot of heat because were they on the 5-yard line? Or I thought they may have been even inside the 5-yard line on the last drive of the half. Mm-hmm. And no, they were on the 3-yard line.
When they came out empty?
And... they ran the ball. No, they're on their minus three. They ran the ball, and Kevin O'Connell's catching heat for, why didn't you just take a knee? Well, your quarterback is already feet on the 1-yard line
if
the ball is on
that,
the three. Yeah. And so he would have to, no matter what, you're going to have to get a little push forward. He decided to just go with a handoff, ran the ball. Darrisaw gets hurt, end of the half. And boy, that changed everything they were trying to do in the second half as far as getting a run game established. Because offensive linemen in a 53-man roster, you don't have a lot of depth your offensive linemen, high-level guys.
I would say the drop-off is pretty substantial. You might have one guy on your bench who's going to be your fill-in guard, and you have one guy who might be your fill-in tackle, and the drop-off, depending on if they're a left or a right, could be pretty substantial. Or now your right's moving over to the left, and he's a little bit out of sorts, and it's just, you know, everything that kind of goes with that.
What are we thinking here, the way that game ended, though? Because we had a 28-20 game. Yeah. The Rams punt the ball, and what's his name? Evans? Punter? I think it's Evans. He pins him inside the 5-yard line.
Ethan Evans?
Yeah. That's not a kicker name at all. Nobody would ever expect that. Pins him inside the 5. Mm-hmm. And then you have Darnold goes back, incompletion, second play. You're like, all right, we could have a 95-yard drive. This could be epic. This could be everything that would last 2 minutes of the game. Darnold gets wrapped up in the end zone, literally sacked by his face mask.
Yeah, Vancouver Vortex line, I thought all scoring plays in the NFL were automatically reviewed. And yeah, that's kind of where I'm in this. And like, I guess you can't throw the flag in that review, but I mean, this wasn't...
Tell that to Texas, Georgia officials. Yeah, I mean, they can pick one up, you sure, can throw one, right?
I mean, how you miss that when we protect and cover and cater and just defer to quarterbacks at all times, and you see him get yanked down by it.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He was yanked down by his face mask. They rule it a safety. And I mean, everybody, Herbie, Al Michaels, everybody watching the game.
The defender put his hands up because he thought, like, oh, crap.
Well, yeah, he knew he screwed up.
Yeah.
He knew he screwed up. And that would have been 15 yards, right? That pushes you all the way out. You get a free first down. Clock should be stopped. Instead, it's a safety, makes it a 10-point game. That game is over at that point, right? Trey Blake, the official. Oh, boy. Pool reporter asked some questions. And I believe on the heels of the Texas-Georgia game, I've said this several times before, why don't we hear from officials?
Because they're cowards.
We get a pool reporter in the pros, right? The NBA gets the same thing. Here is the question and answer that Trey Blake gave to the pool reporter. And the worst thing about it is that there's no live camera in there. So all we get is the text of what happened. We don't get to see inflection of voice. We don't get to see it. All we have to do is just read. Question. On the Vikings' last offensive play, it looked as if the quarterback had his face mask pulled. What did you guys see on that play? Blake. Well, on that play, the quarterback was facing the opposite direction from me, so I did not have a good look at it. I did not have a look, and I did not see the face mask being pulled, obviously. The umpire had players between him and the quarterback, so he did not get a good look at it. He was blocked out as well. So that was the thing. We did not see it, so we could not call it. We couldn't see it. Was there a discussion on the field? Because obviously the Vikings were complaining about it. Did your crew have a discussion about it? Hey, did we miss this or anything like that on the field? On the field, we definitely did discuss it because they did bring up a concern. We discussed it as a crew, but we weren't able to see it on the field, so we weren't able to make that call. Question, is that play reviewable? Blake, it is not reviewable. So scoring play is reviewable. Mm-hmm. Face mask is not. That response is even worse when you see the still shots of that play.
Another thing, I was like, you know who did see it? Sam Darnold, whose head was turned around like an owl's.
Okay,
like,
so
that's the thing. Is like, I don't. I hate to use this example, but the USC Michigan game when Miller-Moss got pulled down, he had his head tucked, and it was difficult to see. When Mason Graham grabbed the hold of him and pulled it down by it. It's like, they should have gotten it, but I can see how they could go, I didn't see that. Because it was a downward pull motion where his head was already tucked and he was kind of covering the ball. And it's a little bit of a mess in there.
Yeah.
This was an outstretched arm where a guy, you can read Darnold on the back of his jersey, yet you can see his face.
Now,
that should tell you everything you need to know.
When you see the still shot of the white hat, who is looking at Sam Darnold getting pulled down by his face mask.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the defender immediately put his hands on his head.
Like, oh no.
What else was he looking at? And then you see there is the umpire that he mentioned there. He said he was blocked by it. There is a point where the left tackle and the defensive end are in his line of sight. But at the same time, there's also a still shot immediately after that where you can see the back judge has a clear view of Sam Darnold's head being turned around.
He looks like a freaking owl, dude. I'm not kidding. His head is completely turned around. And the look on his face just says, help!
It was cartoonish.
No, it did his.
I always say this in, like, look, referees have a really tough job.
Yeah, but this is the stuff you can't miss.
Cannot miss. And I think that it was brought up by Mina Kimes.
Mm-hmm.
Was it the Super Challenge that they have in the UFL?
Yeah.
The Super Challenge is a coach gets one per game.
Mm-hmm.
He can use it one time and one time only. Even if he wins, you get one Super Challenge.
Yep.
I would be down for the Super Challenge.
I'm down.
Because it's anything.
Anything.
It is non-reviewable play. No,
now
go back.
It's reviewable.
Watch that.
Yeah.
You screwed that up. My thinking on the Super Challenge, though, is that what are the chances that Kevin O'Connell still has his Super Challenge with 1:45 to go
probably
in the game,
not.
Right? He's probably going to see a moment in the game where there's a hold because holding happens on every play. They miss it. And he's like, no, Super Challenge. I'm going to use it. But if the Super Challenge was there, that's the time.
Yeah.
Sky judge. I think a sky judge is 100% in that moment. That is where he is needed. That is where he is useful.
You know what would be interesting is the place for the sky judge is, let's say it's only something you can bring in on either scoring plays or change of possession. They can't say sky judge can't throw flags, but let's say a change of possession or a scoring play happens, you can go, and then one team's going,
I understand that.
Or whatever it is. And but then they can be, then you can go to them and they can be like, yeah, it happened.
I think those should be the two big ones. Mm-hmm. I think the other one would be anytime the officials are conferencing. So
that they can go to it.
Like they say, hey, I couldn't see it. I didn't see it. What did you see? And then it has to be, and I'm talking, this has to be it has to be clear and obvious, right? This can't be, we waste 2 minutes going back, super slow-mo. It is, nope, clearly missed it. Boom.
On the pool reporter real quick.
You get 30 seconds. How about 30 seconds?
The pool reporter not having the balls to say there was a face mask and said it appeared that there looked like there might have been a face mask. No, if you're going to be the pool reporter, go in there and go, there was a face mask at the end of the game that you guys didn't call.
Ooh, I like that.
No, seriously, like because it's not, this isn't an appear-to-be situation. We all saw three fingers wrapped through the eye hole, twisting the guy's head backwards 140 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell are we doing here?
Yep.
Quit dancing around it and don't give him the wiggle room to get out of, well, let me explain why. It's like, no, tell us how and why you missed this call.
Vancouver 4, text line 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver 4. They treat you right before, during, and after a play. Visit them online at vancouver4.com. People are saying, isn't that a scoring play? It was a safety. All scoring plays are reviewed.
You can't
that
review
is true.
For penalty.
Penalties are non-reviewable. So even on a scoring play, a penalty is a non-reviewable action. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Are we good there? So that is why the play was reviewed, and it was Sam Darnold was tackled in the end zone. They ruled it a safety. The penalty aspect in a missed penalty is not a reviewable action. So that is where
ta-da.
I think the NFL, I think college football, I think high school football, they need to tear up their rule books,
mm-hmm.
and they need to reassess the way that
how
the game is officiated.
Done. Yes,
that rule book needs to go from 200 pages
down
to
about
50.
20.
Yeah. And at that point, it makes life a lot easier for the officials.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, the way the rule book is made right now, you read through the rule book and you're going down, you'll be like, oh, okay, so that's legal. And then as you keep reading, you're like, wait, what was just legal is now illegal.
It's like tax code.
Because I don't get it anymore. Tear it up.
Mm-hmm.
Make this thing streamlined. We have technology now. There's no way. And look, there's no way every rule should be written the same way as it was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. We have the technology now to eliminate a lot of it. It will make life on the officials a lot easier. It will make life for the league a lot easier. So, yeah, great point. They should have thrown a bunch of water bottles on the field. And then all of a sudden, like, one of the officials just, like, accidentally drops the flag.
Oh,
like,
my flag's right
no,
here.
No, this is out the whole time. It was just on the M in Rams in the end zone, and that's why y'all didn't see it. I threw that. It's been there the whole time. Totally been there the whole time. All right, well, I still don't think the Vikings got host, though. They would have had a minute 40.
Yeah, no, I mean...
At that point, they would have had a minute 40 to go 80 yards.
Is it possible? Sure, but is it likely? No.
We are all very upset, but the reality of it is they needed 8 points, and the third and fourth quarters combined, they scored... the second... third and fourth quarters combined, they scored six.
Yep.
So that would have been a big ask.
Some points would have been helpful at some point in time.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.